News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Almost half of adults in Ireland broke the COVID-19 travel restrictions during lockdown. That's according to a new ESRI survey. Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author of the book Fragile, joins us. Are you surprised by these surveys? Finding a surprise at the level of rule breaking, Stella?
I was initially when I heard about it, because 44% seems quite a high number of people who broke it. And then I suppose I started thinking about it and realised that perhaps some of these, and I looked at the reasons, and it was things like to see family or to go to a better supermarket to get more exercise. And I wondered, were these very small breaks of the rule insofar as it was somebody breaking, going from 2 kilometres to 2.5 kilometres? And to be honest, I think sometimes we're forgetting to appreciate that we did very well at the beginning. And the first few months of the lockdown, we fell in with what the government told us. We kind of stuck to the spirit of the law. We mostly followed the guidelines. And you could see it, that we didn't get as badly hit as it was predicted that we would get. And I think we have to kind of appreciate ourselves as well as kind of urge ourselves to keep going, because it can get very wearying and exhausting.
If
we don't give ourselves some sort of pat on the back, people will kick off, and they've kicked off in other countries. We've seen it.
Yeah. I just wonder, and look, I'm going to be blunt about this, and people might not like the question. One thing I've increasingly noticed, though, and you may disagree, I kind of think there's kind of one rule for how we think everybody should behave in COVID, and another rule as to how we think individually we should behave. I've seen loads of people ranting and raving about different things and then quite clearly breaking the rules themselves because it kind of suits them to do so. Is that not classic human behaviour?
Yeah, it is. I've actually had some fairly surreal conversations where people have literally ranted and raved about the fools who are breaking laws. And then they tell me something and I go,
but I'm going ahead with that party with 15 people coming over to the house on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, it is human nature. You know, we wrestle with our conscience and we win, don't we?
We do. We do. I'm also just curious, like, a lot of talk here that maybe we should be trusting people more, going to, you know, down the Swedish road of saying, look, social distancing, wash your hands, you know, not having restrictions. And then the counter argument to that is, yeah, but the Swedes obey the rules. In Ireland, we tend not to obey the rules. Is that a bit of a cliche, or is there something in that?
More and more I think it is, because I think we actually did obey the rules a lot more. Like, we often think that we don't obey the rules, we're these rebels, and the English, for example, are, you know, very much the letter of the law. And it turned out they broke the rules, as far as I could see, they seemed to break the rules in a larger way, in a more kind of destructive way, in a more overt way. I often think that if we were to make generalisations, we're quite good at following the spirit of the law. And if you look at our history, if you look at history in general, if you look at Shakespeare, if you look at the Bible, you know, morality comes down to those who follow the spirit of the law rather than the letter of the law. And if you follow the letter of the law, it's getting a little bit too close to following orders. And you can kind of forget about the morality. And we have to actually bring in human adult responsibility, as in, this wouldn't be a good thing to do because it's not right. It's not right because it's going to spread transmission. And therefore, I'm not going to do it. I think that is how we're going to have to go ahead from now on. It's all about living with COVID, and it's about taking adult responsibility over whether you're doing the right thing or you're doing the wrong thing.
Okay.
And so they brought in this lockdown for Dublin, and we know full well what's right and what's wrong. And I think the spirit of the law is what it's all about.
Okay.
I really do, and I think
sounds
people
sensible.
Have to therefore take personal responsibility.
All right, Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist, author of Fragile, and thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Sounds eminently sensible to me.
Now,